Hello, KMA Land. It's another Tuesday here on the Double X Factor. So that means it's time for me, Spencer Williams, to give you about 3 minutes of my take on this week's topic of fulfillment. And if you want my idea of the truth, I don't think fulfillment is talked about near enough when it comes to personal growth. We search for love, friendship, weight loss, better jobs, better homes, more vacation time. So many things that we think are the key to happiness, but it's really a longing to feel fulfilled. We all carry this fake place called someday in our heads. Someday is where we'll have all of the things we think will make us happy. And someday gives us hope, but it can also make us miserable. Because the days leading up to someday, which if you haven't been paying attention, is really every single day until the day we die. Those days feel empty because we're thinking someday is our success point. For those of us someday seekers, nothing in the moment is ever enough. We are always thinking about the next thing that needs done or the next goal we want to hit. We feel like we're racing against a clock, which also doesn't exist. We pass milestones and fail to appreciate them. Okay, so now that I'm really starting to feel down since I've just described myself, let's talk about the practices that we can start to eliminate this rat race. And as an unknown author once said, don't wait for the perfect moment, take the moment and make it perfect, end quote. Now, you all know that I'm not a huge supporter of perfection because it also doesn't exist, but it's still a good reminder that our life is up to us. The present moment is here to be fully accepted and loved. You can want to change and move towards something else, but still love where you are right now. That's not easy for those of us programmed to get to the next big thing. But if we focus on the blessings, we can always find them in our current situation, even in the darkest of situations. Of course, we've said the mind is so powerful. You can make up your mind to only see the bad stuff, and you'll see plenty of it. But you can also use that unbelievable superpower your mind has to see the good. And you guessed it. See more of it. Author Danielle Lynn from TinyBuddha.com says we must understand that there is no magic moment that will save you and rejoice for that, end quote. We're all looking for that thing that will give us deep fulfillment, but it's not outside of you. It's not hiding in a job, in cars, a house, in a relationship, or anything else. Those are all nice things to have, but that deep fulfillment will not come from any of those sources. Danielle also gives us one simple step to break that someday stronghold. Realize that someday is every day. Enjoy every moment of our lives. As we start to enjoy more, those things we thought were coming someday start showing up right in front of us. So challenge yourself. Give yourself a goal. Look forward to something. Anything, really. But just remind yourself that you don't need it right now to be completely fulfilled. You are already complete. Well, I'm off now to enjoy the rest of my day, and I hope you will do the same. And then make sure to tune into Sandy Edie Hansen's take tomorrow. As always, we thank you for making the Double X Factor a part of your day, right here on KMA.